2 Bravo. KE2V, Alpha Echo 2 Bravo.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning to you. Looking at the map, there's some crazy ducting going on. Wonder what the location is. I'm over here in Macon. Name here is Ed. Edward, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. You're over in Macon. You talking about Macon, Georgia?
Roger, roger. South of Atlanta.
Roger, roger. I'm over here just east of Columbus, North Carolina, probably about 20 miles straight north over Spartanburg.
Wow, what a great opening. I was just into Jacksonville. Let me get you my log. What was your call sign, please?
Call was W4MKH.
Marshall. All right, well, I'm running an ICOM 5100. The radio power is 50 watts. I do have a collinear up at 90 feet on top of the tower, so that's what I'm running over here, and I got you about a quarter scale, but solid, solid copy.
Good morning, Marshall.
Just running any tone here to radio. It's a mobile, but it's a, in the shack here, and I'm running barefoot. I got about, let's see, that's about 10 foot up, antenna there, a kind of like a hobby antenna, like a modified J-pole type thing.
That repeater's by you. I mean, you're full into it. I got it a little more than quarter scale. And according to the Zed, me and you were just under 200 miles apart, about 188 miles. And I think there was another break station in there, Marshall.
W4FC, I'm just listening, guys. Go right ahead. Enjoy hearing you.
This morning, I can't believe it. I was just into Jacksonville as well.
70 degrees and 80s tomorrow, Marshall. We're liking this weather here in Traverse Rest.
Out to the repeater. This repeater there, Ed, is up on top of Caesar's Head up here in the South Carolina upstate region.
By the border of North Carolina, South Carolina, roger.
Roger that. Just a little bit west, I guess, and north of Greenville, South Carolina. And it's up at like 3,200 foot, 3,800 foot, somewhere in there.
Now for you as well, I'm looking at the map, so that's a heck of an elevation, boy, more than a half mile up. Well, pretty cool. We've got some crazy ducting going on. I don't want to tie it up, guys, but let you know you're being heard over here in Macon. I'm going to scan around and see what else is out there. I do appreciate the opportunity, Marshall. I'll say 7-3, good morning from south of Atlanta.
Direct.
Roger, roger.
I might log over and send it up to QRZ so you'll get the credit there.
I like the FTDX-10. Got a nice looking shack there, Marshall. 7-3, my friend, good morning. The other station as well. Gentlemen, you take care. Carry on. AE2B, south of Atlanta, 7-3 for Macon.
Hey, W4FCM, you guys must have good logging programs. You talk and then you look at the station. Which logging program? I'm just curious on W4FCM.
I've been using the Zed for 30 years. That's all I use. I don't have the brain power for LOTW or anything else. Way above my pay grade. I've been using the Zed for 30 years. I'm licensed.
Okay, well, thank you. His name here's Fred. I always wake my son in the morning, and I thought I heard him call me. I may have missed him. I don't know. But W4FCM.
Was that W4 Mike Charlie Mike?
Foxtrot Charlie Mike. A true vanity call. Fred Cameron Maxwell, W4FCM.
All right, Fred, real cool. All right, well, you're in Greenville, so I'm going to get you in a log as well. I'll say 7-3, gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity, and good morning from Macon.
Hey, thank you, and travel safely. Always good to meet a new ham.
Well, I'm not traveling safely. I'm in a base, so I'm running a collinear up at 90 feet, so that's the operating conditions here, Fred.
Okay, well, thank you. You don't know what this old radio is. It's a, it's old ICOM 2300 with a big old vertical on the roof. Let me see if my son's here. KD4FDI, W4FCM. Jonathan, you there yet? No, well, thanks, guys, and travel safely. W4FCM, sign head to the shower here.
Yeah, Fred, don't seem to hear any of the other guys out there that you should hear this morning. Hey, Ed, you still there? You were into Jacksonville, Florida?
KO4HX.
Did you listen to that exchange with Macon, Georgia?
pieces of it. I was dealing with customers on the truck, so I didn't catch all of it.
An interesting morning out there.
I don't know who's going to be on the other end of this mic.
I think my longest one was when I was still living in Jacksonville, Florida. I spoke with a repeater over here on the U.S. North Carolina, or I think it's in Wilmington Harbor.
I don't know that one, but I think, I don't know, I guess Charlotte's about as far as I've made it so far, but up there where I'm at, I'm boxed in.
Are you back on the road?
Just a minute, I won't be long, and I'll be pulling into my next stop.
Shortly then, I'm going to run back into the kitchen and pick up my cup of coffee. It should be ready by now.
I'll be around after I get done with this stop here, and then I got a pretty good drive. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
I'll be clear for 5 minutes here or so.
KW4FCM.